Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, August 10th. The Clinton County Courthouse will reopen tomorrow morning. Last Thursday, it was evacuated after workers found a support beam had fallen on the basement floor. Almost immediately, employees were moved into the county administration building. Auditor Eric Van Lanker says a structural engineer said the beam supports the first floor. And as a temporary fix, the support beam has been replaced and shored up.
What he said is, you know, this is the sort of thing that happens to an I-beam of this type after 125 years of being in a basement with limestone walls. Is just the moisture eventually deteriorates, you know, that material rusts out and it just came away from the support.
The engineer approved the temporary shoring of the floor and will prepare plans for permanent supports to be installed as soon as possible. Those repairs will include concrete columns to support the beams in the basement. Late last week and this week, Van Lanker says Clinton County and court business has continued. Everyone followed Clinton County's emergency action plan, and a sentencing hearing had resumed within 1 hour of Thursday's evacuation. Governor Bruce Rauner and the Democratic-led Illinois legislature have found something to agree on. The governor signed a bipartisan bill yesterday that streamlines procurement rules for state agencies purchasing goods and equipment. Jim Meadows reports.
The bill signing ceremony was held at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus, where university officials say the state's procurement rules cause delays and discourage some bidders from even taking part. They estimate that reforming the procurement rules will save the university tens of millions of dollars. Governor Rauner says the procurement reforms will save other state agencies even more.
This bill will allow us to save hundreds of millions of dollars every year. This is big stuff. And it's wonderful. This is major progress for the people of Illinois.
The procurement reform bill changes rules that were the product of past reforms meant to address corrupt practices during the Rod Blagojevich administration. I'm Jim Meadows.
And the governor is defending his changes to a school funding bill that would mean less state money for some school districts. Rauner says his amendatory veto of the bill addresses instances where communities are too aggressive in their use of TIF districts and tax caps. Such measures limit how much property taxes have to be paid, especially on commercial properties. And up to now, such limits have meant the state would compensate affected school districts with more state tax revenue. But Rauner says that's unfair.
This has been going on in Illinois for decades. It's one of the reasons we have high taxes, and some communities have benefited at the expense of others. We need an equitable system, and that's what we're advocating with our AV.
Illinois lawmakers plan to meet next week to deal with the governor's amendatory veto of education funding, with the Senate convening this Sunday and the House meeting on Wednesday. A new support group for senior citizens recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's is meant to teach them about what to expect from the disease. The Memory Cafe is the newest service from the Center for Active Seniors in Davenport. Laura Kopp is president and CEO of CASEI. The new cafe was made possible by a $60,000 capital campaign. It will be housed in CASEI's Senior Center. The Memory Cafe will meet on the second Thursday of every month starting today. CASEI membership is not required to join. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.